All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Ntlakemich territory up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show. We have two of our co-hosts in the studio with us. We have the president of Minicat Pork Association, Celia.
Hello.
And we have the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Lady Faima. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, so we have an awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on adaptability. We have some other guests coming in as well. We have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people. And we have Mr. Salar coming in also by technology.
Wonderful.
And we have kind of a full house today. And we're going to start off with some energetic music from Truck Fighters. We have Ernesto, we have Broken Peach, we have Samsara Blues Experiment, and if we have time, we have some Luca Stricanoli. So that's coming up, and we welcome people from all over the world. We welcome you from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from China, from Japan, from Russia, from Ukraine, from New Zealand, from Australia, from the Philippines, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. We welcome you for joining us on our odyssey of human development, empowerment for human rights and justice, and making this world an awesome, special place. And so we're going to start off with some energetic music from Truck Fighters and their song called Momentum. So stay tuned. Enjoy the ride, everybody. Here it comes.
Looking for better day. Let me see.
That was Truck Fighters Momentum. Mm. Man, with some powerful energy coming out of them guys.
Yeah.
A big shout out to all the truckers out there that change the world and make a difference in all of our lives. Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, pretty awesome. So we welcome everybody back to our show. This is Free Voices, and we're going to get it out, off, start it right. We have our brother Wegedesk with us on the line. We're going to ask him, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Let's get ready for these deep breaths by relaxing our physical body, relaxing our belly, our lips, our shoulders, our jaw, anywhere that you might be holding tension. Let's get it relaxed so that when we breathe in and feel the appreciation and gratitude, all the health, all the good things, we breathe that into our body. And then when we exhale, just let absolutely everything go. All right? 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Two more. Yeah, and one more all the way in. How lucky we are to have this beautiful air. Yeah, super good.
Man, awesome. Thank you so much, brother. We really enjoy that oxygen getting into our blood system, up to our brain, and getting us ready for an awesome show and awesome subject. We have our subject, and it's on adaptability, and we'd love to ask your words on that.
Yeah, another good one, Chief. Adaptability reminds me of change, reminds me of transformation, and it reminds me of a book that I read by Buckminster Fuller called Spaceship Earth. And he talked about how there's a little bit of an epidemic going on in the professional world in people becoming too much of an expert in one field of study. And by becoming such an expert, they forget about the basic principles. And those basic principles are what allow us to become an expert in many fields. And so adaptability to me, as we've talked about a lot before, is keeping things simple. When you have a game plan, when you have a philosophy on life that is simple, it's easy to access, it's readily available all the time, like our deep breaths, like our ability to just choose to focus on something positive. These things aren't complicated. They don't cost us anything. They don't require anybody but our own choice, our own body, our own God-given faculties. These types of things, in my opinion, allow us to stay adaptable and allow us to have what I call fluid intelligence, where you can go into any environment and you might not become an expert right away, but you're certainly not going to have those blockages of the things that you know to be 100% true, and you're not able to learn about the new stuff. So, you know, the deep breaths are really good, and also the appreciation for the elements, which we've talked about before. The earth, what does the earth do for us? What does the water do for us? What does the sky do for us? What does the sun do for us? And what does the ether do for us? Mm-hmm. These five principles are a huge foundational architecture for being very adaptable, very successful, and all that kind of stuff, Chief. So how about you? What do you think about adaptability?
Well, I was just talking about this earlier with some of our co-hosts, and I was wondering about it myself. And I was thinking about the way that, you know, we've all evolved in this world and earth, and it just seems like a great thing that we're all able to do naturally, and it seems to stem from natural law, where we're able to adapt to our environment and the world, and just as you were mentioning, all the natural parts that we're affected by. And it's just one of those very special things that we can tap into and adapt as we're going through this life, because we do meet a lot of negativity, we meet a lot of positivity, and it's up to us to adapt to each part of those energies. And when we do face, for instance, racism and all the negative aspects of humanity, mm-hmm. we can change it by using our voice.
Yes.
All of us have the power to change the world and our environment and the way things are happening to us and around us. And when we use our voice, we can report to other people in authority. You know, maybe it's at work. You know, mm-hmm. report it to your supervisor. Mm-hmm. You know, we do face things like the stuff that you went through in your journey of life, and we know that it was pretty painful and negative, and same with me. And we went to Human Rights Commission. We voiced our displeasure and, you know, the things that we went through. Mm-hmm. And these are examples of changing things. You know, if we don't use our voice, nothing's going to change.
Absolutely.
Except we'll get sicker. Mm-hmm. And we'll be affected. So these are the ways that we can adapt. We can use our voices and we can voice, you know, the negative things that have happened to us and help to change it so it won't happen again. And that's the way that I look at adaptability. And I practice it as often as I can. And that's what I have on my words for adaptability. So, and we thank you for your words of wisdom, mm-hmm. and bringing some perspective on our subjects. It's always awesome, and just a special time, and your energy, your power, it's just a blessing.
Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and hopefully you make it down here too. It'll be awesome. So lots of love to you, and have a super awesome, great day. Okay, I guess he was breaking up.
Yep.
Sorry about that. So we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be talking to Mr. Salar from Eagle mm-hmm. Nation Universal Production Society. But mm-hmm. first, we're going to play him a song from Ernesto, and it's called Collapse. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. All right, we're back. That was the song Claps by Ernesto Schnack. Man, that's pretty powerful, awesome stuff. And we have on the line with us, we have Mr. Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. How are you doing, Mr. Salar?
Pretty good. I was feeling very nice, but now that I am at your presence, I feel much, much better.
That's so awesome. We have our subject today, and it's on adaptability, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Perfect. Yes, the first thing when we as a human being think on adaptivity, then we think that it's something very difficult, and we are doing a great job if we can do it. And then most of the time we are not willing to do it because we are holding on to whatever we are or whatever we think. It's a lot of different direction that we can talk about it. But today, with your permission, I just want to say a few things that shows how insignificant we human beings are, first, and the second, that we are actually created to be adapt to the other culture, to the other environment, and this is the only way that we can reach to our highest quality of being. We are, let's say, our generation in on the Earth and planet Earth goes not 600 or 500 years ago, as some people are thinking. Newly, science proved that the life on our planet Earth began at 5 million years ago. And at that time, there were many different type of human. When I say different type, as the science says, that is us, let's say, for example, the dog and the wolves and the other animals like that, they are all looking the same, but they are not the same. So the human being, they were also like this. And the last type of human being that again was different from us, they were their Neanderthal. But now our generation is here, and it is very, very mind-boggling when we see that the science proved that in 300 years ago, the life of our type of people began in Africa. So they were, everything was beginning there, and there was nothing in the other part of this planet. And these people, some of them slowly moved because of the different natural disaster or possibility to other area. Slowly, but always on the move. And they were always trying to adapt themselves to the new environment that they had, that they were pushed on into it. And a very, very, very interesting thing is that the color of our skin is only changed because of the different environment that we were in. Depend on how much our skin is adaptive of the sun, in order to produce the vitamin D and other things that was really necessary for life. And this color change of the skin is unfortunately one of the subjects that we think a certain color of skin are above or under the mm-hmm. other one, only mm-hmm. because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, go and look at this color of your bones, they are all white. Color of the feet, they are all white.
Mm-hmm.
Color of your brain is always gray. Color of your blood is red. Color of your kidney or heart, they are all red. So it means we are all the same creature created by the same system. The only thing is the color of our skin, and this more the people go towards the north, more lighter they get in order to get more sun, that they are able to receive more sunshine for life. And those people in Africa, for example, they are not black because they are African. They are black because they were from the beginning there, and the body adapted to a different environment things.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when we think on our planet, Earth, that is one of the smallest planet in our solar system, in our galaxy. If you decide to go from one corner or one end of this galaxy to the other one, it will take you, if you travel with the speed of the light, which is 300,000 kilometers in a second, 300,000 kilometers in a second from one corner to other corner